called Benito's neighbor Raphael. I've brought you a boa! Come and see! Benito went outside. He looked in the ox cart. A snake thicker than his leg lay zigzagged across the bottom of the cart.
That boa is twice as long as I am, Benito said. It's too big. If Mrs. Murillo grabs it by accident when she reaches for the clothespins, she'll scream and ruin my business again. Gracias, but I want a boa that won't take up a whole shelf of my store by itself. Turn it loose in the rainforest.
Thursday morning, Estela's daughter, Estelita, skipped into the store. Over her shoulder, she carried a bag she had woven from string. She had made the string from tree bark. Benito, I brought you a boa, she said. Benito looked in the bag. A long piece of vine was twisted up in the bag. Then Benito realized the vine was really a thin brown snake.
That's not a boa, he said. That's a vine snake. It won't scare the rat. Gracias, but I want a boa. Turn it loose in the rainforest.
Thursday afternoon, Mr. Murillo came to the store.